B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Omud. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omud Beis, the Mishnah says, Kosheres Isha, a woman is allowed to tie on Shabbos, Mafteach Halukah, the opening of her gown, V'chutei Svacha, and the threads holding her hat together, head covering, V'shel Piskaya, and the threads holding a belt together, a wide belt, Ratzuis min al vasandal, and the straps of shoes and sandals, venoidus yain vashemen, and the straps holding the leather openings of the canteen containing wine or oil. One's allowed to tie them on Shabbos. Ukadero shalbosa, one's allowed to tie the material that they will typically put on top of a pot with meat. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Mafteach Chalukah, the opening of her gown, Pshita, of course it's Mutar on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? Anything that you close, however you close it, but if you close it in a way that is going to be opened today, and it's opened every day, every night, she has to open her gown to get undressed, then it's not any in any form a Kesher Shel Kayama, a permanent knot, and it's Mutar on Shabbos. And again, just to remind everybody, this is not lahalocha. We're learning the sugyas according to Rashi. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it's poshut. Says the Gemara, Loi, it's not so poshut. Sricha, there is a chiddush in the Mishnah. De isle trei dashi. We're talking about that there are two straps holding this gown together. And the straps typically went from the left side onto the right shoulder and from the right side onto the left shoulder. And there are two straps. I may have thought, that since when push comes to shove, she could really undress and take her gown off by just opening one of the straps, and the other strap could, for all intents and purposes, stay closed permanently or more permanently. Komash Malon, says the Mishnah, no, since the normal way of taking this gown off is by opening both of the straps, therefore she's allowed to tie and open both of these straps on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara of Achutei Svacha, she's allowed to tie and untie the straps holding her head covering down. Pshita, says the Gemara, of course, she's going to take it off every night when she wants to take off her head covering. There's no kayama, there's no permanency there. Why should it be asa? Says the Gemara, Loi, it's not so posh at Tzricha, we need the Mishnah to tell us. Deravichela, we're talking about that the head covering is tied down loosely. Maudate, I may have thought, Mishlaf Sholfala, she may just slip off her head covering, keeping the straps tied, the knot tied, and then there would be a level of permanency in the knot, it would be also on Shabbos. And if it's permanent, then it would be even chayev on Shabbos. Komash Malon, says the Mishnah, we're not concerned about that. The Isha Choso Al Sara, a woman is sparing on her hair. She doesn't want to pull off or risk losing some of her hairs, pulling out some of her hairs whilst she's taking off the head covering without untying it. And therefore, Mishra Sharilah, she's going to untie the straps, the strings, and since we know she's going to untie them, it's not even there for a 24-hour period, and therefore it's mutter to untie them and tie them on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Rutsuois min alvasandal, the straps of the shoes and the sandals, one's allowed to tie them and untie them on Shabbos. Itmar, says the Gemara, Hitir Rutsuois min al usandal, regarding untying the straps of shoes and sandals, there are three brises and they are contradicting each other. Tana Chodem, one brise, Chayev Chatos, it says, not only is it not Mutter, not only is it not just Osa, it's even Chayev Chatos. V'tani Edoch, in another brise, Potter Aval Osar. In another brise, it says that it's not Chayev Chatos, but it's not Mutter, it's Osar Midrabonon. V'tani Edoch, in yet a third brise, it says, Mutter Lekatchila, you're allowed to Lekatchila open it on Shabbos. Kashya min'ol a min'ol, we have a three-way contradiction regarding shoes. The kashya sandal a sandal, we have a three-way contradiction regarding the sandals. Says the Gemara, min'ol a min'ol loy kashya. We can answer the question of the shoes. Hodik toni chayev chatos, the knot that is chayev chatos if you untie it, is talking about bid'ush chafi. We're talking about the knot that was made by the shoemakers at the bottom of the shoe to hold one end of the strap down, and that is permanent and is never ever supposed to be opened. It's a kesher shel kayoma, and therefore untying it on Shabbos will be a chiyuv potur aval osar. The braisa that says that this knot is potter, it's not chiyuv chatos because it's not an absolutely indefinite knot. However, it's also midrabonon because there is some level of permanency there. That's talking about bidrabonon, the shoes that the chachomim would wear. They were not walking around the streets and there was no risk of their shoes falling off. They were just going around the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore they would close their shoes quite loosely, and that way they could slip their shoe on and off without having to untie it, and therefore the shoe had, the knot had some level of permanency, and therefore midrabonon they said it was osa. However, it's not a kesher shel kayom, it's not absolutely indefinite, because when they would go out and it would be rainy or muddy and they wouldn't want their shoes to fall off them, then they would untie the knot and retie it very firmly. Since it's not an absolute kesher shel kayama, it's only osur, it's not chayev. Mutar lekatchila, the braisa that says that it's mutar lekatchila to tie these shoes or to untie these shoes, but the b'nei mechuzah is talking about the people of mechuzah. They were very particular about the way they looked and their shoes and their clothes, and therefore they only would wear the shoes when they were properly tightly fastened on their feet, and that means every time they would want to take on and off the shoes, they would have to tie them and untie them, and therefore it's not got any level of permanency, and that's why it's mutar lekatchila to do it on Shabbos. Sandal asandal loy kashya. How are we going to answer the contradictions, the three braisas regarding the sandals? Says the Gemara, hodik toni chayev chatos, the braisa that says that untying a strap of a sandal is chayev chatos. Bidati is talking about an Arab merchant, and the knots of their sandals were tied by the shoemakers. The kotri ushkafi, the shoemakers tied them, and therefore they were there to stay closed indefinitely, permanently, and therefore it's chayev. Potter aval osa, the type of sandal that you're not allowed to tie and untie on Shabbos, but it's not chiyuv chatos. But the chumras, so it's talking about regular people that were wearing sandals. The kotri inu, that the people themselves would tie the straps of the sandals, and therefore, since it's not got that level of permanency and they would open and close it periodically, therefore it's not chiyuv chatos. However, it's osa. Rashi says here they would open and close it once a week or once a month. And the Poskim, the Bisesiv, says from Rashi, it seems that more than once a month is already called a kesher shel kayoma. It's called indefinitely and is chayev chatos. But here we're talking about where they're going to open it within a week or within a month, and therefore it's only also midrabonon. Mutar lekatchila, the braisa that's talking about, that says that it's mutar lekatchila to untie a sandal on Shabbos, besandal denofki bei beitrei, we're talking about a sandal that two people would use it. One would wear it, and then he would take it off when the other one would wear it. And since they would constantly have to adjust the strap to fit each other's feet, therefore there was no permanency there whatsoever, and it was mutter on Shabbos. Could Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda, what was with Rav Yehuda? To Rav Yehuda, achva do Rav Sela Chasida, Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sela Chasida, havalei ahu zuga de sandali, he had a pair of sandals. Zimnin, Dnofik Be'ihu, sometimes he would go out with them. Zimnim Nofik Be'inuke, sometimes his child would go out with them. Also, Lekameda Abaya. Rav Yehuda came to Abaya, Omar Lein, he asked Abaya, Ki Hai Gavna Mai, this shoe that you see that I'm wearing, are you allowed to untie it on Shabbos? Omar Lein, Abaya said, Chayev Chatos. He's Chayev Chatos. Because Abaya assumed that this was a type of sandal that was closed by the shoemaker and it was going to be there permanently. So he said, you're chayev chatos if you open it. Omar Leir Yehuda said to Abaya, hashta potur aval osa kukashili, I would have had a hard time understanding that it should even be osa midrabonon. Chayev chatos kumasli, and you're even telling me that it's a chiyuv chatos? My tamas, Abaya asked Rabbi Yehuda, why would you be so surprised? What do I not know? What have I missed? If you're so surprised I'm saying chiyuv chatos, this looks to me like a shoe that would not get opened. So why shouldn't it be a chayuv chatos? Omale Rav Yehuda explained to Abaya, Mishum de b'choyl nami, even during the week, zimnin nafikna be'ano, sometimes I go out with it, zimnin nafik be'inuka, sometimes the child goes out with it. So we open and close it every day. Omale Abaya says, Yehoche, if that's the case, mutar lekatchila, then it's mutar lekatchila, because the knot is never there for any length of time, therefore it's mutar. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yirmiya have a ka'ozil basrei d'Rav Avo. Bekarmelis, Rav Yirmiya was following Rav Avo was going behind Rav Avo in a Karmelis, and as we've seen previously, a Karmelis min ha'Torah is a mokim p'tur. Midirabonon, you're not allowed to carry there more than daladamas. Ifsek retzua de sandale, the strap of the sandals fell off, and from Rabbi Yirmiya's sandal, and Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to know what to do. Omer le, so Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Avo, my nevid le, what can I do? I've got here a sandal, the strap's broken off, I'm in a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis, what should we do? Omer le, so Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Yirmiya, shkoil gemi lach, take a moist reed, dechozi lemachal behema, which is fitting to be animal food, and therefore it's not mukta. V'kori chilavein, tie it around the sandal, and that way you can tie the sandal onto your foot and continue walking with it till you come into Rishus HaYochid, and then you'll have your shoe where you need it to be. Another story, says the Gemara. Abaya have a koi kamed Rav Yosef. Abaya was standing by Rav Yosef. If sekle retzua, and the strap of the sandals of Abaya got broken off. Omer le, Abaya said to Rav Yosef, my eved le, what can I do now? And here he was not in the street, he was actually in the chotzer, he was in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Omer le, so Rav Yosef said to Abaya, shovke, leave it, it's muktzah, you're not allowed to do anything with it. Asks Abaya to Rav Yosef, maishno mid Rav Yirmiya, why is it different to what Rav Avo told Rav Yirmiya, that he's allowed to tie the shoe onto his foot with that moist reed and take it to where he needs it? Why over here should it be osa? Says Rav Yosef, answered him, hosam loy minter. Over there, in the case of the karmelis, if you will just leave it there, it's not protected, it's a karmelis, it's a place where people are hanging around, and it's not protected. Hocham minter. Over here, however, you're in a chotzer, you're in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in a yard, and therefore it's protected as it is, so just leave it where it is. And the Rishonim say, the Rishonim ask, why should the fact that in the Karmelis, Loy Minter is not a protected place, why should that be a reason that you're allowed to carry something that's muktzah? If it's muktzah, if it's broken, and it's not a kli, it's muktzah, then you're not allowed to carry it in the Karmelis. So that's something which the Rishonim discuss here. So now Abaya asked Rav Yosef, you, Rav Yosef, told me that I'm not allowed to carry this shoe without the strap in a chotzer. I'm not allowed to carry it. Why? Because it's obviously lost its status of a utensil, the status of a kli. It's not a shoe anymore. It's a broken shoe. It was a shoe. It's not anymore. And therefore, it's muktzah. It's got no use. Asked Abaya to Rav Yosef, v'ha monohu. It's still considered a kli. De'i ba'ina hafich nilei miyamin l'smol. At this point, the Gemara understood that there's a fundamental difference between every sandal has two sides, an outer side and an inner side. There's the sides facing out, which is the right side of the right sandal, and the left side of the left sandal. And everybody can see that. Then you've got the inner sides of the shoe, which is the left side of the right sandal and the right side of the left sandal. And that people don't see. So typically, when an outer strap broke, they would just discard the whole thing, and it would be muktzah, it would be finished. However, if an inner strap would break, they would typically repair it. And since they're going to repair it, it's not muktzah. So Abaya asked Rav Yosef, why are you saying that I'm not allowed to carry it, I'm not allowed to do anything with it in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but even though the outer string broke, but however, the outer string, the right-hand string of the right-hand shoe broke. I'm going to change this shoe to make it a left-hand shoe, and then the right string is on the inside. We can repair it. And since we can repair it, it's not counted as gone, and therefore it shouldn't be mukta. Omer Lei, Rav Yosef says, mid komataritz Rabbi Yochanan alibud Rabbi Yehuda, shma mino alochak Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yochanan ruled like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that people do not switch shoes over, and once the right-hand strap of a right-hand shoe or a left-hand strap of a left-hand shoe is broken, then they don't repair it, and therefore it's mukta. And since Rabbi Yochanan ruled like Rabbi Yehuda, I, Rabbi Yosef, are saying the same, and since the story with Abaya was that an outer strap got broken off, therefore it's mukta. Says the Gemara Maihi, where's this Rabbi Yehuda? Where's this Rabbi Yochanan? The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Sandal shenifsaku shtei oznov. A sandal that the two flaps that were holding on this one on each side of the foot, if both of the straps, both of the flaps would come off, or both strap holders, one on each side of the sandal, would both become removed, or if the entire sole would be broken away, tohir, the shoe is no longer considered a kli, it's no longer got the status of a utensil, and if it was tomei, it's tohir, and if it wasn't tomei, it cannot become tomei. Only kelim, only utensils, vessels, can become tomei. Achas me oznov, if any one of the flaps, or achas me taras yosov, or any one of the strap holders, or ishenitel roiv hakaf sheloi, or just most of the sole got broken away, tomei, it's still considered that it's still considered a kli, a shoe, and therefore it's still tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no, nifseka pnimis tomei, if the inside strap that we mentioned before comes away, then people would repair it. And even though repairing such a strap looks messy, but since it's on the inside, nobody can see it, tomei, therefore, it does not lose its status of a shoe because people would repair it. Hachitzoina, if, however, the outer straps of the shoes get broken away, tohir, then it loses its status of a shoe and it's tohir. That's Rabbi Yehuda. We have to remember there's going to be another opinion in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, but here Rabbi Bar Bar Chono says in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, "Kamachloikus leinyan tuma, kach machloikus leinyan Shabbos." If a shoe is called a shoe that it can be tomei in Hilchas Tuma, it's also called a shoe that it's not mukta on Shabbos. If it's not considered a shoe in Hilchas Tuma, which means that the shoe is tohir, then it's not considered a shoe in Hilchas Shabbos and it's mukta. That means the machlokes, Rabbi Yechanon says, that the same machlokes, Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, that we had in the Mishnah regarding Tumah, the same machlokes applies in Shabbos. If one of the straps, any one of the straps came away, according to Tanakama, it's still called a kli, and therefore according to Tanakama, it wouldn't be mukta. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only if the inner straps came away, then it's still called a kli, and therefore only if the inner straps came away, it's not mukta on Shabbos. However, loylin in chalitza. Regarding chalitza, the machlekes is not the same, and we don't really know who agrees to who by chalitza. We're going to see. Vavinon bo, we were discussing this. Rabbi Yechanon aliba deman. Who was Rabbi Yechanon? When Rabbi Yechanon was saying that chalitza, they both agree, who's agreeing to who? Ilema liba de rabbonon. Are you going to say that this is going according to the rabbonon? Midle inyan tuma monohu. We saw that if any one strap, even if the outer strap gets broken, according to the chachomim, it's still called a kli. Le'inyan Shabbos nami monohu. Then regarding Shabbos, it's also called a kli, and it's not mukta. And then we say ava loy lechalitza. But regarding chalitza, the chachomim agree it's not called a kli. Is that what Rabbi Yechanon meant? Delav monohu, it's not called a kli. V'otnan, this seems to be contradicting a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chaltzo shel smoil b'yamin, chalitza sok shero. Regarding chalitza, what happened with chalitza? If somebody died without children, his brother has to marry his wife, the widow. If, for whatever reason, they don't want to get married, then she has to do chalitza. He has to do chalitza. She has to take off a shoe off his right foot. It has to be on his right foot. What happens if you put a left shoe onto his right foot? Can you do chalitza with that? So the Mishnah says, Chaltzo shel smoil b'yamin. If you put a left shoe onto a right foot by chalitza, chalitza sokshera, it's kosher. So according to the Chachomim, that if an outer, for example, if the outer strap of the left-hand shoe fell away, according to the Chachomim, not like Rabbi, according to the Chachomim, it's still called a kli. And even more so, the Mishnah says, you can do chalitza by taking a left shoe and putting it on the right foot, and then the strap that would need to be repaired is on the inside, and of course it's okay. So why should the Chachomim say by chalitza that they agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it's not called a kli? It doesn't make any sense. So it must be that Rabbi Yechanon said that by chalitza they all agree, it must be the other way around. V'elo alibud Rabbi Yehuda. He was going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if an outer strap breaks, then it's not called a kli in Shabbos, and therefore it's mukta. and it's not called a kliyin tuma, and that's why it's tohir. Midah le'inyan tuma lav monahu. Regarding tuma, it's not called a kli. Le'inyan Shabbos nami lav monahu for Hilchas Shabbos, it's also not a kli. Aval, Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree to the Chachomim, aval lo'i lechalitza de monahu. However, regarding chalitza, Rabbi Yehuda will agree to the Chachomim that if the outer strap of a left-hand shoe broke away, even though in Shabbos and Tumah it's called that it's finished, it's not called a kli, in Hilchas Chalitza it is called still a good shoe, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. And the reason that for Chalitza it's called a kli is because the Mishnah says you're allowed to put a left shoe onto the right foot. And if you put the left shoe on the right foot, then the broken strap is now in the middle. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the broken strap in the middle is still called a kli. Says the Gemara, but how can you say that? When do we say that? When does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to put a left shoe on a right foot for chalitza? That's only if on the left foot it's considered a shoe, you can then put it on the right foot, and it's also a kosher chalitza. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the outer strap of the left shoe has been broken, and therefore it's not called a left shoe anymore, it's called a no shoe, then lav monahu. The Ha'amar of Yehuda, nifsukha chitzayin atoyer, because Rabbi Yehuda says when the outer strap gets broken, it's not called a kli anymore, alma lav monahu. So you see, it's not called a kli. So then for chalitza, if it's not called a shoe, taking a no shoe, because it's a left shoe that has the outer strap is broken, you cannot put that on the right foot. So that doesn't make sense either. So it says the Gemara La'olam, so we have to understand, when was Rabbi Yochanan saying that by Chalitza there's agreement between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? It doesn't make sense either way. Says the Gemara La'olam, Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan was following Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if the outer strap breaks for Shabbos and Tumah, it's not called a kli. Nonetheless, for chalitza, it's kosher. Well, that's what we would have read into the. That's what we would have said. Aima, but say no. V'chein lechalitza. Don't say that. But chalitza, they all agree. No. Say v'chein lechalitza. That chalitza also has the same halachas as Shabbos and Tumah. That not only according to Rabbi Yehuda is the outer strap breaks, then in Shabbos it's not called a shoe, it's muktzah, and for Tumah it's not called a shoe and it's tahir. Huhadin, for chalitza, it's not called a shoe, and even if she takes the left foot shoe and puts on the right foot, it's not going to be a kosher chalitza. V'hokamash melon, and this is the chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us. T'chi omrinon chalto shel smoil b'shel yamin chalitza sakshira. When do we say that if you do chalitza with a left-hand shoe on the right foot, that it's kosher? That's only hecha delamilsei monohu. That's only if it's considered a shoe when it's used for the left foot. Aval hocha lemilsei lav monohu, but here, since for the left foot it's not considered a shoe because the outer strap of the left shoe got broken, then even though you put it onto the right hand foot, then it's now the inner strap, nonetheless, it's not called a shoe and the chalitza is not valid. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan is following Rabbi Yehuda that says that if an outer strap breaks, it's no longer a shoe. So Rabbi Yosef said, since Rabbi Yochanan rules like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the outer strap breaks, it's lost its status of a shoe. That's why I told you Abaya, since in the case of Abaya, it was an outer strap that broke. That's why I told you Abaya, you're not allowed to move the shoe on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, could it really be that this is what Rabbi Yochanan holds? Rabbi Yochanan maintains that Alocha is like a Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah without the name of the author written in it. Utnan. And we saw in a Mishnah, and this is a Stam Mishnah that's apparently not going to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Sandal shenifsa ko achas mi oznov. If one of the flaps of a sandal got broken off, v'tikno, and he repaired it. Tomei medras. We know that a zov, if a zov stands, leans, sits, lies on anything which is made to be sat on or lied upon, etc., then it's got a tumah called tumas medras. And it's got a particularly stringent type of tumah. It's an av hatumah. So the Mishnah says, if the sandal, that one of the straps got broken off, and he repaired it, tumah medras. It's still going to be tumah medras. And we'll leave the brackets for now. It's easier to understand it. The Gemara is going to mention it in a minute. My love, says the Gemara, can we not assume that if the Mishnah says that if one of the flaps are broken off, it's still called a shoe, it's still Tamei Medras? Can we not assume loishno pnimis, loishno chitzayno, that irrespective of whether the inner flap or the outer flap got broken away, nonetheless it's still called a shoe, and therefore it's still Tamei Medras? And Rabbi Eichanan holds like the Stam Mishnah. You have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So we now have a contradiction in Rabbi Eichanan. Beforehand we saw that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that an outer flap and renders a shoe no longer a shoe. And here you have a Mishnah, that if any of the flaps got broken away, it's still considered a shoe. Says the Gemara, Loi, Pnimis Dafka, the Mishnah is talking about if one of the inner flaps came away. So it's still considered a shoe, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, it's still Tamei Medras. Aval Chitzoi Nomai, what will be the halacha if one of the outer flaps fall off? Toir, then it's going to be Toir, and it's going to comply with what we saw before from Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara, Ihochi adutoni nifsiko shnia v'tikna. What does it say in the next words in that Mishnah, which we skipped in the brackets? Nifsiko shnia, if after he fixed the first flap, and now we're saying which flap was broken, what we're talking about in the Reisha, we're talking about that one of the inner flaps got broken, and then he repaired it, it's still a shoe, because it was just the inner flap that got broken. After he repaired the inner flap, the other flap came off. Which one is that? An outer flap. Nifsekosh niovetikna, and then he repaired it. Tohir mina medras. Then it's now no longer Tomei Medras. Aval Tomei maga medras. But since it's still considered a shoe, it's just not a shoe regarding Tomas Medras, then had he not repaired the first flap, and now there would be no flaps, of course, it's no shoe, it's Tohir, all the Tomei is gone. But here, it's only not called a shoe regarding Tomas Medras, we'll soon see why. And the Gemara is going to explain, because when the Medras, when he first stepped on it, when he first put his weight on this shoe, there were two flaps. Now, both of the original flaps that were there when he stood on it are no longer there. Therefore, the original reason, the original shoe that received the Tomas Medras is no longer here. It's now, so to speak, a new shoe that was slowly repaired as it broke. However, since it never lost its status of a shoe, because at every point there was always one flap, and therefore it was still considered a shoe. But Tomas Medras, it can only have if the original shoe that he originally made, that he originally stood on, that's the one that's still here. Since it's not here anymore, it's considered maga medras. The shoe touched itself in the process. It's the shoe itself that was once a medras. It's no longer medras, but there's no reason it shouldn't have the tumah of something that came in contact with the medras. Itself was once a medras. So the Gemara is asking, nifleg b'didei, then why is the Mishnah saying that if after you repaired the inner flap, the outer flap came away, and it's now no longer called Tomas Medras, but it's Tomas Maga Medras. Why is the Mishnah differentiate in that way? Niflig b'didei, why don't you say, before you come on to the second part of the Mishnah should continue and say that when I said that one flap falls away, then it's still called Medras. B'med vorim amurim shenifseko pnimis. That's only if one of the inner flaps fell away. Then it's still considered a shoe, and therefore it's still Tomas Medras. Aval chitzoino, toher. But if one of the outer flaps came away, then it would be completely toher if we're complying with Rabbi Yehuda as we saw before. And Tosfos even adds on here that included in this question is that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, once the second flap falls away, which is the outer flap, why do you say that it's Tomei Maga Medras? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the outer flap falls away, it's no longer considered a shoe. It's completely Tohir, and all that is included in the question of the Gemara. Omer Yitzchok ben Yosef, Tehei Mishnosenu Besandal Shiesh Le Arba Oznaim V'Arba Tarsiyosim. In order that all the words of Rabbi Eichanan and the different things that Rabbi Eichanan said, that on the one hand he paskens like this Mishnah, and this Mishnah clearly doesn't seem to be following Rabbi Yehuda, and the previous Rabbi Yochanan who's following Rabbi Yehuda, in order there shouldn't be a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to say this Mishnah we're discussing here of one flap, a second flap, we're not talking about a typical sandal where there's one flap on each side and then first one came away and then the other one came away. We're talking about a type of sandal that has two flaps on each side, and we're only ever talking about the inner flaps. So the Mishnah is saying that if one of the inner flaps came away, and then that's the Reisha, then it's still Tomei Medrash. If both of the inner flaps, but if he fixed it and then another one came off, both on the inside, then we say that it's Tumas Maga Medrash, it's not Tumas Medrash, because it's not the original shoe anymore. However, if we're not, the Braise, the Mishnah we're talking about here, is not talking about when the outer flaps came away, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would mean it's not a shoe at all. We're talking about that both one and two are both the inner flaps of one shoe. It was a shoe that had two inner flaps. A sandal sheesh le arba oznaim, it's got four flaps on each sandal, one on the out, two on the outside, two on the inside. The arba tarsiyosim, and two strap holders, two on the four altogether on each shoe, two on the outside, two on the inside. Shloi lishber divrei dvarav Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to squeeze that into the Mishnah just in order not to break the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, ki asa Ravin Omer Chonon Bar Abba Omer Rav. When Ravin said in the name of Rav, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that if an outer strap gets ruined, the shoe is finished. An inner strap gets ruined, the shoe is not yet lost its title, its status of a shoe. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, ein halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like we saw before. Ask the Gemara, mi omer Rabbi Yochanan hachi? V'hamidah metaretz Rabbi Yochanan alibud Rabbi Yehuda, shema menok Rabbi Yehuda sfirulei. We saw before that Rabbi Yochanan explained that the machloikas linin tuma kach machloikas linin Shabbos, avaloi linin chalitza. And the Gemara explained, v'chein linin chalitza, was Rabbi Yochanan explaining according to Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that Rabbi Bar Bar Chono Omer Rabbi Yochanan said that before, we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. How can you, Ravin, say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara. Amiroi ninu valibud Rabbi Yochanan. Here it's Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says we don't rule like Rabbi Yehuda. Beforehand it wasn't Ravin, it was Rabbi Bar Bar Chono. Rabbi Bar Bar Chono in the name of Rabbi Yochanan does follow Rabbi Yochanan. And let's remember that Rabbi Yosef, who explained to Abaya why he, Rabbi Yosef, told Abaya not to touch the shoe, is following Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Bar Bar Chono in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. According to Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that wouldn't apply. According to Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, if any one of the straps fall away, it's still considered a shoe, not like we saw before. And then Abaya should have been able to carry the shoe even though one of the straps broke. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hosom, we learned in a Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah in Kalim. Kol Kli Balabatim. The Balabatim, who they were not so quick to write off Kalim, even if a Kli, if a utensil, has a hole in, all the while it could still be used for something. Even with a hole, they would not write it off and it would still be considered a Kli, and therefore Tumma could still apply to it. So the kol kli balabatim shiuram kerimoinim. As long as a pomegranate, an average size pomegranate, will not fall through the hole, it's still considered a kli. Boy Reb Chizki asked the following question. Nikev kemoitzi zayis, what happens if there was a hole just the size of an olive, much smaller than a pomegranate? Vesosmoi, and he blocked it up. Now there's no hole. The chazar of a nikev, and next to the first hole, there's now another hole, kamoitzi's eyes, the size of an olive. The sosma, and again he tied it, he blocked it up. Ache shlimoi lemoitzi rimoin, mahu. And then at the end of the story, there were enough holes next to each other that had he not blocked any of them up, a pomegranate, an average sized pomegranate, would have fallen through. But he has blocked them up in the meantime. What's the halacha? Is this kli still considered a kli, or do we say no? Since when it became tomei, it could have received a pomegranate, and now, relative to that first kli, there's the size of a pomegranate's width, size of a pomegranate, that is not anymore that original kli. It's true it's been filled up with some filler, but it's not the original kli that was at first tummy. So maybe it will lose its tumma. That was the question of Chizkiah asked. Omali Rabbi Yechanon said as follows, Rabbi Shani Salonu, you answered us, Sandal Shenifsa Koachas Mi'oznov, a sandal that one of its flaps came away. V'tikno, and he repaired it. Tommy Medras, it's still Tommy Medras. Nifsa Koshnia, if now the other flap came away, V'tikno, and then he repaired that one. So all the while, at any given point, there was only one flap that was missing. So it's still called a shoe. But nonetheless, Tohir Mina Medras. It's no longer got the original Tumas Medras, Aval Tomi Maga Medras. But since it was in touch with a Tumas Medras, itself it was a Medras, so now it's got the halachas of something that was in touch, came into contact with a Tomi Medras, but the status of Tumas Medras it's lost. And we try to understand this halacha. When the first flap came away, why was it still considered Tumas Medras? Because the second flap was there. Shnia, don't forget, I repaired the first flap, and then the second flap came off. Nami mitakno rishoino, the first flap has now been repaired. So at every given time, there was at least one strap on it, so why should it have lost its status of Tumah? Why do you suddenly say that it's not Tumas Medras, it's only Tumah that comes from something that was in contact with the Tumas Medras? And you explain to us as follows, Ponim Chadoshis Bo Lekan. It's like Ponim Chadoshis, it's a new face. When the shoe originally became Thomas Medras, then it had a fixed set of flaps. And that shoe is what received the Thomas Medras. Now, even though it never lost its title of a shoe, but the parts of the shoe have been replaced. It's not anymore the original shoe. And therefore, it came in contact with the original shoe, but it's not the original shoe. And therefore, it's no longer got Tumas Medras. Hachanami, so too, regarding the kalim of the Balabatim, if there's enough holes that have been filled up that they could have let a pomegranate through, then relative to the original kli that received the Tumah, it's no longer the same original kli. It's now become a new status of a kli thanks to all the filler you've put in. So it should lose its original tumah. Hochanami ponim chadoshes ba'olakan. And when they heard this from Rabbi Yechanon, when Rav Chizkiah heard this from Rabbi Yechanon, he was amazed. He said, "Kori ole on you, Rabbi Yechanon. It says les dein bar inish. You're not just a person. You're at the level of an angel." Ikud omra. Others says kugoyim dein bar inish. This is what a human. This is what Adam really looks like. This is man. This is the real thing, the real deal. Omer Abzeira Omer Rova Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim Bnei Malochim, if you perceive the previous generations as being angels, Onu Bnei Anoshim, then we can perceive ourselves as being people. Vim Rishonim Bnei Anoshim, but if you perceive the previous generations as just being people, Onu Kechamoirim, then we are considered donkeys, V'loi Kechamoir Shor Chanina Ben Doiso, but not even like the donkey of Rav Chanina Ben Doiso V'Shor Pinchas Ben Yoir, where those donkeys didn't want to eat something that was not taken maestros and was not allowed to be eaten. And those Chamoirim, they were very special donkeys. But us, if we think that the previous generations are people, we don't even come to the level of these special donkeys. Elokashar Chamoirim, we compare to a typical regular donkey. Continues the Gemara. V'noidois Yain V'shemen, we saw in the Mishnah that one is allowed to close the flaps of the Noidois Yain, of the canteens, of the leather canteens holding wine and oil, one's allowed to close them on Shabbos and open them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Pshita, of course you're allowed to. You open and close it all the time. There's no level of kayoma. It's not fixed. It's not permanent in any way. So why shouldn't you be allowed to open and close them on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Loi, it's not so straightforward. Tzricha, we need the Mishnah to tell us. The Islei Tarata Uni, we're talking about there are two flaps, there are two closures on this leather canteen. Maudatema, I may have thought, Chodiminayu Betule Mevatil Lo, that one of them you're going to keep closed permanently, and therefore tying and untying it may infringe in an Issa of Shabbos. Komash Melon, no, that you are prone to open both of them or any of them at any time, and therefore they're not permanent, and it's Mutter on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Kedera Shel Basa, we saw in the Mishnah that you're allowed to tie the material that covers the pot of meat on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Pshita, of course you're allowed to. You're going to open it on Shabbos. It's going to be there for less than a day. Why? It's not called a Kesher Shel Keyom. It's not a permanent knot. Says the Gemara, Loi, it's not so straightforward. Shricha, we need the Mishnah to tell us. The Isle Shlocha, we're talking about that this pot has a spout. So I may have thought that he's going to empty the contents of this spout. The material at the top of the pot is going to be closed permanently, and he's going to empty the contents from the spout. And then opening that knot would be opening a permanent knot. Komash Malon, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that you're allowed to open that knot and tie it on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Rebeleza ben Yaakov Oymer. We saw in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, Rebeleza ben Yaakov says, Koishin nifnei abehemo b'shvil shloi teitza, you're allowed to put a rope on the entranceway of the cage of an animal to stop it coming out on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Peshitta, of course you're allowed to. You're going to open it the same day. You're just closing it now, so it shouldn't come out. But you're going to open and close it. It's not permanent. Why should it be also to do it on Shabbos? Loi, it's not so posh. Tzricha, the Mishnah has to tell us, the Islo Tarati Isri. We're talking about there are two ropes there. Maudatema, I may have thought, Chodeminayu Batule Mevatil. You only need to open one of those ropes to allow the animal out. You don't need to open both. And therefore, any one of the ropes may be there permanently. So you're not allowed to open or close them. Kamash Malon, says Rebeleza ben Yaakov, no, since they're both prone to be opened at any time, you're allowed to open and close them on Shabbos. Omar of Yosef, Omar of Yudom, Shmuel, Halacha Rebeleza ben Yaakov, in the name of Shmuel, they said the Halacha is like Rebeleza ben Yaakov. Omar le Abaya, Abaya said, Halacha Michlal de Pligi, it seems from the fact that you say it's a Halacha, it's to the exclusion of another opinion, which is not the Halacha. Who's arguing with Rebeleza ben Yaakov? We don't have in our Mishnah anyone who argues with Rebeleza ben Yaakov. Omar Lei, Sir Yosef says, "My nafkul chomina." If no one's arguing with him, so I'm even more correct. So of course, the Halacha is like him. What's the issue? So Omar Lei, so Abaya answered him back, and this is the second time we've seen this in these dafim. Gemara, Gemira, Zmera Sitehei. When you teach us Halacha and you're teaching us a tradition, then we have to remember it. It's not just a song. If there's no relevance to it, if there's no argument, then you don't need to teach us that halachas like this. Don't teach it to us just it should be a song. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the next Mishnah.